In this tutorial, we will review how to run a daysheet report and a deposit slip through the MedEnt reports. The daysheet report is primarily used to balance out charges and payments at the end of each workday. This report should be run and balanced before advancing the MedEnt accounting date to the next date. It is very important to note that once the accounting date in MedEnt has been advanced to the next date, the figures on the day sheet cannot be changed. Any changes or corrections that are made in MedEnt after the accounting date has been advanced, will be reflected in the new day's day sheet. The first thing you must do when running a day sheet or deposit slip is set up the format that the report will display as. At the main menu, select the Reports button, and you will be forwarded to the Reports options screen. At the Report options screen, select the first option labeled Daysheet and Deposit Slip. When the button is clicked on, the Report selection screen will appear with options that allow you to choose how and what details will be displayed within the report. The report selection screen will always default as the daysheet selection first. You can set this to create a deposit slip by simply clicking on the daysheet or deposit slip link and choosing the slip for deposit option. Please note that the date listed at the top of the selection screen will always default in as the current accounting date. The date in this field can be adjusted by clicking into the field and entering in the date desired. You may also run the report for a specific month or a range of dates. Simply click over the link and select the option needed. There are multiple different ways to format your day sheets and deposit slips. It will be up to your office to determine the various information that will be displayed when the report is run. For details on all of the criteria that is available for running one of these reports, please access the MedEnt manual, where complete explanations of each option will be given. To access the MedEnt manual, click over the menu button in the top right corner of the screen. Select the Help and Video Tutorials option in the pull-down menu, and when the submenu is accessed, select MedEnt Manual. Information on the day sheets and deposit slips can be found through the Reports link in the manual. When you are going through your report selection criteria, always remember to check the Sort by Initials field. This field allows you to designate the posted charges and payments that will be included in the day sheet. If there are multiple people posting charges and payments, this will allow you to display all or only span. This field allows you to designate the posted charges and payments that will be included in the day sheet. If there are multiple people posting charges and payments, this will allow you to display all or only specific transactions that were posted. The Sort by Patient Name field defaults to Yes, which will place the patient's names in alphabetical order in the reports. If you select No for this prompt, the patients will be displayed in the transaction order or the order in which each patient was posted. You have the ability to run a report for an individual check number by using the Select Specific Check Number link. Please note that you should not use this feature if the report you are working with involves retractions. This is because the retractions reversal will be associated with the original check number, and if the reversal is not included in the same check number, the datasheet will not reflect the proper total for balancing. The report format option. The report format option will default to the details setting. The report format option will default to the details setting. The details setting shows all of the posting detail for the datasheet and the deposit slip. These details will include all of the charges, payments, refunds, return checks, and adjustments. You can click over the link to select from a list of other formatting options. The summary option will display a basic overview of everything that was posted under the initials that were selected. You can click over the link to select from a list of other formatting options. The summary option will display a basic overview of everything that was posted under the initials that were selected. All of the different options at the report selection screen offer various ways to customize the reports to accommodate the needs of your office. As you become more familiar with running the datasheets and deposit slips, you can use the Settings button at the top of the screen to save the criteria settings that you commonly need and use. In general, these selection fields that were reviewed are the most frequently used criteria. Please see the MedEnt manual for more information on all of the criteria available at the report selection screen. After all of the selections have been entered, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen and the Report to Print box will appear with six options to choose from. These options will allow you to choose what details will be displayed when the report is completed. Options 1 through 5 can be selected. Options 1 through 5 can be selected depending on the type of transactions that are being reviewed. For example, if the biller only posts payments and not charges or adjustments, they could select option 2 to only view the daily receipts. Option 6, the combined report option, is the default setting. Option 6, the combined report option, is the default setting and will display everything that is included in the options above as one combined report. Click over the option needed to print the report or display the report to your screen. This example shows a datasheet using the combined report option with the details format. Starting from the top of the report, in the left-hand corner, you will notice several important dates will be displayed. The printed by date is the current system operating date and time. This will also list the initials of the user who created the report. The accounting date is the date that the system is set on and logged in as. And the for date is the date or date range that was entered into run. At the report selection screen. These important dates and heading. These important dates and the heading to the right will display on every page of the report. The centered heading at the top of the page will display the practice name along with the option. The option that was selected for printing. It also shows the display status for EFTs and or non-EFTs. For more information on electronic funds transfers, please see the datasheet section of the manual. The headings above each of the columns below help to organize the information displayed. Some of the details available include the accounting date, an account number, the patient's name, a diagnosis code, the supervising doctor and doctor numbers, the today's business flag, and the user who posted the transaction's initials. Each patient will be separated by a net total. The net total will be shown in a bold font to help distinguish between patients and to clearly display the net total for each patient. The final page of the datasheet is a summary or a totals page, which will display the summarized totals of all of the transactions included above. The first selection at the top of the summary page displays the total business, which is separated by CPT class codes and will include all of the charges, adjustments, and receipts. It also shows the total impact on accounts receivable. Please note that the message below states that the adjustments that cannot be categorized with a specific class code will be placed in the miscellaneous column. The next section of the summary page is the net receipts by type. This area displays prior days and today's net receipts. This area This area displays prior days and today's net receipts, which will be categorized by payment type. The prior day's net receipts include the money that was posted or reversed under a prior day's business, while today's net receipts represent the money that was posted or reversed for today's business. The sum of these two equal the total net receipts. You will also notice the numbers listed above the payment type headings. These represent additional, specific pay types that can include The last section of the page will be organized by three different categories. The left column of these categories pertains to the charges and adjustments only, while the right column will hold the summary of all of the receipts. Refunds, and return checks. When balancing charges for today's business, the notation balance to this indicates that all of the charges for the day should equal the today's actual charges amount. The prior day's actual charges amount should always equal zero, which will make the today's actual charges equal to the total actual, The sum of the prior day's charges amount and the today's charges amount equal the total actual charges for the day. The only instance where there would be a value other than zero for a prior day would be due to an error in posting or cross-billing from a different system. Please note that adjustments can be balanced in the same way as the charges if your office desires. However, this is not common, so please contact Medint Support for assistance. When reviewing the receipts column of the day sheet, it is very important that It is very important that the today's. Because the today's actual amount is added to the prior day's actual amount, the prior day's actual receipts must equal zero in order for your day sheet to balance. The only instance where there would be a value other than zero for a prior day is if a payment that was The only instance where there would be a The only instance where there would be a value other than zero for the prior day is if a payment was... The only instance where there would be a value other than zero for a prior day is if a payment that was never applied is posted, or if a... The only instance where there would be a value other than zero for a prior day is if... Oh my God. The only instance where there would be a value other than zero for a prior day is if a payment that was never applied is posted, or if there is a payment reduction. A payment reduction happens when insurance sends a payment that has been reduced for various reasons. An example would be, if a claim is not filed within a designated time period, a penalty may be incurred. This will appear as a reduction in the check total, but the remittance total will still equal the correct claim amount. The total actual receipt amount is the final summation of every transaction shown in the day sheet. The day sheet is critical in both manual posting and auto posting to ensure that the prior day's business and the today's business balance correctly. The deposit slip is a summarization of personal checks and insurance checks that will include their exact dollar amounts and the affiliated check number. The deposit slip is a summarization of personal checks and insurance checks that will include their exact dollar amounts and the affiliated check number. Cash will be organized into one lump sum on the day sheet. Credit card transactions can also be displayed. However, this is an optional feature that can be omitted if desired. Medent does not show any payments that are set as no for today's business on the deposit slip. For this reason, a day sheet should always be run prior to creating a deposit slip so that the prior day's actual receipts amount can be reviewed to ensure that it equals zero. A day sheet should always be run prior to creating a deposit slip so that the prior day's actual receipts amount can be reviewed to ensure that it equals zero. Deposit slips can be used to locate any check that is not balancing correctly if the prior day's business is equal to zero. This concludes the Day Sheet Overview video tutorial.